tell me about your role with the oil business.
Well, I became a part of the oil business right away, the Royal 400. And we were married in 42. And of course, 41 was Pearl Harbor. And in 43, May of 43, Monk got a call from the president. They needed him. And so it didn't make any difference. He was 30 years old and married. That didn't make any difference. And so he enlisted and because he didn't want to go in the army, and he hated to leave. Like I told you, that was his first love, and he hated to leave his business. So I didn't go back to teaching school. I just kept the little old station going, and I drove the tank wagon. And some of these boys didn't have to go on the farm, you know. And I used to feel kind of thought, well, gee, if we just had a granddad or a dad with a big farm, we wouldn't be over there in service, some of them, you know. But I hauled the gas out to them, and I didn't have a, there wasn't a power takeoff on our old truck. You pailed it with the 5 gallon pails, but those boys were really good, and they'd be around, have somebody around. If they knew I was coming with gas, they were there to pail the gas for me, because they just had barrels. They didn't have all this big equipment. And I hauled all the gas. We had a hired man at the station, and we hauled all our gas out of Fort Dodge. So I drove to Fort Dodge to get that. And then we had this first school bus in Rolfe. We owned the truck, and the school owned the chassis. And then the kids came and paid us every month, or the parents did, for the kids riding on the bus. And of course, they weren't as big a bus like they got now, but we had drove school bus. I can't remember how many years it was, but the big boys were riding the bus too, because we carried a scoop shovel sometimes. You know, they just didn't always call school off, and if we need to scoop a little to get out of a driveway or something, why those? I had a oh Roger Witt was on. I brought him to school, and John Shimon and Nor Ballig, and those boys were really good help. They were riding the bus every day, and it was was his name Arlen Christian. It was Christensen boy too, and they were really good. If you needed help, well, they knew how to use those scoops. But see, then Monk went over to where he first went was to or after his training, he went to Hawaii. And I had four brothers and three brother-in-laws and a husband. That was the immediate family that was in there. And my one brother that was a carpenter on the railroad, he worked in the railroad, was over there. So then they drew up plans while they were in Hawaii together for this, the Bill Block building that's there now. And so when he ended up in the Navy Seabees, and when they were having the invasion of the Marshall Islands, the Seabees went in, and of course he always kidded Bill Brinkman, because Bill was in the Marines, and that was the ones that invaded Marshall Islands. And Monk always told him, he said, yeah, but you know, we were there and built the road. The Seabees were in there and built the road for you to come into. And I can still remember those two guys joshing about that, who was first in the Marshall Islands. But and of course they weren't allowed to tell you know, where they were going. But I'd got a letter from him, and I hauled gas out to Marshall Bud's out north of town. And so he said, well, when you go out to Bud's with gas, be sure and remember him to me. So when it came out in the paper that they'd invaded the Marshall Islands, I knew then that's where Monk was, because Marshall was the way he told me in that letter. I was just sure then, before I ever heard where they went into, that he was at the Marshall Islands. And he was gone 2.5 years. And of course, his big dream then was to come back and get the bigger station going. And we were Royal 400, and I think for about 25 years, and then we went Conoco. But they also got so the transports could come in and unloaded at our place too, so we didn't have to make. But when the kids were little, Kaylee and I still hauled gas out of Fort Dodge a lot. We had two trucks then, and I did. They would go with me in the truck hauling gas. I loaded my own. When I got down there, you loaded your own gas down there and came back. And then we did go in, because then they went into diesel fuel quite a bit. And we hauled that out of Webster City. But we had a truck for diesel and one for gas, so there was no getting it mixed up.
Were the yellow buses then?
Yes, it was a yellow bus.
Now, would you say that that's when they first started having school buses?
I don't think they'd ever had school buses here before, because they didn't even want to buy the truck parts. That's why we owned the truck and they owned the chassis. And then it kind of got bigger. And because I didn't remember any buses when we were in school either, because when we went to play the different teams of basketball, our folks, or somebody had to furnish, my folks didn't furnish a car, but we went to our ball games to play in other towns in cars that parents were driving. And I didn't remember school bus being here, and I remember MD Anderson was the superintendent I remembered quite a bit, because I did go over and substitute teach a couple times when they needed somebody, and he was always, good about coming in. And he and his wife, I got to know them really well when I was in the station there too.